This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I just hate it when that happens. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com, the home of the binary trigger, the home of reformation, the home of providence, and some of the best made AR-15s you've ever laid your hands on. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Last month, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, in a move designed to show that we know, we don't know the limits of our power and we don't know even what we're doing, they voted to label the NRA and its 5 million members a terrorist organization. So, the NRA, first they called the grandstanding move a reckless assault on a law-abiding organization, their members and the freedoms they all stand for. Then they turned around and filed suit against the feces-stained city by the bay. As the AP reported at the time, the lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California accuses city officials of violating the gun lobby's free speech rights for political reasons and says the city is seeking to blacklist anyone associated with the NRA. It asked the court to step in to instruct elected officials that freedom of speech means you cannot silence or punish those with whom you disagree. William Brewer III, the million-dollar-a-month guy. This action is an assault on all advocacy organizations across the country. There can be no place in our society for this manner of behavior by government officials. Fortunately, the NRA, like all U.S. citizens, is protected by the First Amendment. Excuse me. Now, according to the AP, the city appears to be backing down before the case ever sees a courtroom. San Francisco's mayor has told department heads they cannot investigate the possible ties of city's contractors to the NRA, prompting the gun rights group to declare victory in their ongoing fight with the leftist city. Mayor London Breed issued the advisory on September 23rd, a few weeks after the Board of Supervisors passed a resolution labeling the NRA a domestic terrorist organization and calling on the city to take steps to assess possible ties between its contractors and the organization. In a memo co-written by the city attorney, Breed wrote that the board can only enact new contracting requirements by ordinance. Resolutions have no legal weight. And even though they've declared partial victory, the NRA isn't pulling in the reins. Brewer, counsel to the NRA, said that Tuesday the memo is a clear concession to a lawsuit filed in federal court against the city in response to the resolution. Called the memo a positive development, but said the NRA will not withdraw its lawsuit until the resolution is formally revoked. San Francisco publicly, officially maligned law-abiding NRA members as terrorists and publicly, officially vowed to blacklist them from government work, he said. City officials, however, say the organization is, they're misinterpreting what the resolution does, and is inaccurate in describing the memo as any kind of retreat. Now, here we go. This is what leftists do. They get out there, and they look at something, and they say, you hand somebody a scrap of paper that says, this is the end. And they begin to tell you all kinds of different things this is the end could possibly mean. Like, you don't already know it. So, I don't know what else you could declare besides it's not a partial victory, it's a full victory. Is there anything stopping us from these individual cities from labeling Antifa a domestic terrorist group? I know we exist in a federal system, but do all of these little fiefs, like London Breed's fief here, do they want to get out there and start being in charge of who gets to decide what these people are, who gets to decide what those people are? Is that the way we're going to go? So, anyway. I saw that, and I just thought that was quite interesting. It's always interesting to me when everybody starts to back away. That always just cracks me up. Kamala Harris, she got out there the other day, and she is seeking to have Trump kicked off Twitter, so that he cannot speak so directly to the American people on a widely available public forum. She was on CNN, and this is what she said. There's plenty of evidence to suggest that he is irresponsible with his words in a way that could result in harm. So the privilege of using those words in that way should probably be taken from him. Oh, Kamala. Totalitarian much. Later on, she went after one of her constituents, Twitter head Jack Dorsey, to shut down the president of the United States with a tweet. Hey, @Jack, time to do something about this. This is basically a confession that her side of the political divide can't win arguments unless the other side is silenced. And that's shameful, and it should be repudiated by the other candidates. But it's not gonna. They are sharing her panic and her response. And there's no big advantage to be had by attacking her, since her campaign is going nowhere, despite a kickoff rally that featured an impressive turnout and a third quarter fundraising total of $11.8 million, down only slightly from her second quarter total. Because, see, the beauty of presidential politics, when you're out there in a presidential campaign, is that all of your warts get to be shown. And Kamala Willie Brown Sidechick Harris has lots and lots of blemishes. Her career is unraveling under this scrutiny. People see her for the ruthless, unprincipled, pathologically ambitious pole that she is. Sleeping with Willie Brown can only take you so far. But what do you think about that? What do you think about a politician calling up a private business owner saying, don't let this other politician be on there, making this arbitrary decision that his words can harm, so we should not allow him to be able to use these words here? Only in America, right? Only in America. It makes me wonder sometimes how the people of Hong Kong would feel if they saw on a daily basis what we get to see here. Because they're out there and they would love to be here. Love it. The left loves being here, but that's not what they're about. They want to run it. Being here is fine, but they want to run it. They want to run you. They want to make your decisions for you. So, just wanted to share a couple of little California nuggets there for you, because California is the place you ought to be, right, Jed? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. The left, in order to for things to work for them, they have to play victim politics, ID politics. And they also have to play class politics. Now, everybody that's in leadership or in the upper tier, what's the best way to put it? If you know who they are nationally, if you have like Bernie Sanders, everybody knows who Bernie Sanders is. Bernie Sanders is a millionaire, at least a few times over. Bernie Sanders has multiple addresses. Bernie Sanders is the 1%. He's part of it. And yet, even though they're in that rarefied air, he and other Democrats, with the support of most of the media, rail against corporations and their CEOs and always demand more money for the government as they pretend to care about helping the poor and middle class reduce the pay and income gap. This is a thing. This is a, you know, it's one of these things where Bernie gets out there and says, well, the income gap. He says that American CEOs deserve a pay cut, and he has a plan to make that happen. In 2018, the average S&P 500 CEO earned 287 times more than their median employee, according to an analysis by the AFL-CIO. According to yet another analysis, this one by the consultancy Equilar and the Associated Press, the typical worker would need to put in more than 150 years on the job before they brought home what the company's CEO did in 1 year. Now, surprisingly, Americans, after decades of stagnant wages, are furious. The staggering CEO-to-worker pay gap has played a role in everything from the fight for $15 movement to the current GM strike, yet there is no justification for the giant paydays from either a bottom line or moral perspective. The business case for outrageous CEO pay does not exist. Well, everybody has this idea that a CEO exists in the world like Wall Street, like Gordon Gekko. It'd be interesting to see what would happen if they would tell the world what the average CEO makes instead of just talking what the highest paid CEOs of the biggest companies make. Why don't we see what the highest paid actors and musicians and talking heads make and compare them to the average of people in their industry, and then have Sanders and the other Democrats talk about regulating their pay? Maybe we could start at the people with all the networks who trash Trump every day as they campaign for Democrats. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there were 2,639,500 top executive jobs, and the average pay in 2018 was $104,980. $104,980, which was $280 more than they made in 2016. And CEOs made an average of $189,600 in May of 2018. So the average CEO makes less than a member of Congress. And that's a far cry from any numbers that the media misleads the public with. If the media and the other leftists truly cared about the income and wealth gap, they would do something to reduce the gap between the D.C. area and the rest of the country. But instead, almost every one of their proposed policies seeks to transfer more money from the rest of us to them. They seek to make more of the poor and middle class dependent on government instead of giving them the opportunity to move up the economic ladder as Trump's policies allow. Their policies will help the D.C. area expand their wealth gap over the rest of us. And what do they produce in D.C. exactly? The Washington region has long been among the nation's most affluent areas, but also home to some of America's richest neighborhoods, according to a new study. Four neighborhoods in the Maryland and Virginia suburbs of the nation's capital rank in the top 10 of the country's wealthiest neighborhoods, according to a new study that measures average household incomes and 210 census data. See, facts haven't meant anything to the media for a long time, but isn't it time they actually reported actual numbers before they talk about additional regulations? Isn't that what we try to get them to do in the gun, you know, in the gun world? Let's talk some real numbers here. You know, your numbers are not correct. Your numbers are, and this is why I keep saying their template is the same no matter what they do. As for publicly traded companies, the shareholders who take all the risk should say what the executives make, not the government that took no risk. It'd be nice if everybody would stop with the talking points that people at the bottom haven't moved up while the rich have gotten richer. The truth is that most of the people at the top moved up from the bottom or the middle, and many at the top moved down. That's what capitalism does. Best example is Jeff Bezos, who's now the richest man in the world. Less than 20 years ago, his company, Amazon, was losing billions of dollars every year. Now he owns the Washington Post, which trashes Trump every day while rooting for people who want to move towards socialism. Smooth move, Jeff. There is one easy way to make the rich poorer and narrow the wealth gap, and it won't help the poor middle class, but it will reduce the gap, and it would happen if the U.S. moves towards socialism, has a government monopoly on health care, and stops using fossil fuels. An economic collapse could do it. With corporations and individuals failing and stock markets crashing and unemployment skyrocketing and commercial and residential real estate markets collapsing, everyone would be poorer, especially the rich. But that's what they want to have happen. And I would challenge everybody on the Democratic side, maybe you ought to tell the truth about your proposals. I know you're not going to, but maybe you ought to. Because it appears to me that most of the media and all of the Democrats are rooting for America to fail. Rooting for it to fail. Absolutely doing it. And, we're in heady times right now. Everything's going good. If we just keep this going, it'd be great. Oh, yeah, but there's a left. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is welcoming the Finland president to the White House on Wednesday. The president, talking to reporters, denied doing anything wrong in a phone call with the president of Ukraine and also discusses a whistleblower.
Look, I think a whistleblower should be protected. If the whistleblower's legitimate. But when the whistleblower makes a big report on the conversation I had with a president of Ukraine, and it was a great conversation, we talked mostly about congratulations on your win. Lindsey Graham said, I never knew you were that nice a person.
A former Dallas police officer is being sentenced to 10 years in prison for murder. A jury decided on the sentence for Amber Geiger today following deliberations. They had convicted her of murder late Tuesday morning for the killing of a man inside his apartment. Geiger says she killed the man because she mistook his apartment for her own and believed he was an intruder. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Sahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Sahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Sahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. All right. I've said this many times. With Trump, you never watch, you never pay attention to what he says. You pay attention to what he's doing. That's a tell. It can be a tell on the other, in the other direction as well with the left. Since at least 1922, the Washington Post and others have been trying to scare everyone into thinking that the coastal cities would soon disappear along with the Arctic ice caps. And yet, everybody living by the coast seems to be relaxed and happy. We even have a study about this from the UK called Seaside Serenity. Study finds living near a coast linked to improved mental health. It says spending time along a shoreline helps people relax in a variety of ways. Some prefer a quiet day at the beach, enjoying tranquil ocean views, while others may make a brisk swim part of their morning routine. Now, a new study conducted at the University of Exeter finds that living close to the coast may have long-lasting benefits and supports better overall mental health. This study is especially noteworthy because it is one of the most comprehensive investigations ever into the mental health effects of living near the sea. In all, researchers analyzed data collected from almost 26,000 respondents in England. The results were especially notable for people who may have the hardest time finding or affording resources to help improve mental health, those who reside in poorer urban neighborhoods. After accounting for other possible contributing factors, the study concludes that living in a large town or city close to England's coast is linked to improved mental health among the people in the lowest earning households. So, with all of these warnings about the world coming to an end and soon, why haven't these people that live on the coastlines moved inland? I mean, if they're being told the truth, can't they move about 200 miles inland and very shortly the ocean will be there again and they'll be living by the ocean on the shoreline again? And wouldn't their property today be worthless? The warnings today are exactly the same as they were almost 100 years ago. And they have never, ever, ever been right. But the goal is not to be right. It's to scare people into giving their hard-earned money and freedom to powerful politicians and bureaucrats. So it's no wonder that little Greta Thunberg and the other infants like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are repeating their garbage talking points about the world ending soon, starting with the coast, since they've been indoctrinated for so long. Maybe they should be encouraged to move to the coast so they can have better mental health. I mean, think about this. Is it any wonder that suicide is so high right now when the media and the other Democrats are telling everyone that they are destroying the earth, that they're going to die soon, and lying to them about how many species are dying off? But as long as the Obamas and other celebrities are mentally comfortable flying in private jets to their Martha's Vineyard mansions and other beachfront properties, while they're participating in the fear-mongering of little Greta, that's okay. Because power and money are the only thing that matters to these leftists and their media allies. And the truth has not mattered for a long time. Well, and, you know, the fun part about being in the media, I would think, would be trying to be that check, that fourth branch of government, the fourth estate, as they call it. Will they ever do their job and ask questions and tell the public the truth about historical climate change instead of regurgitating the Democratic talking points to push an agenda? The media should be operating completely independent of everybody. Of everybody. If I had a chance to be in that type of media where I was a reporter, I would probably pursue that job the same way I pursue this one, where I'm just looking for something that's more of a dog, you know, man bites dog variety. Because that, to me, is entertaining. Getting out here and regurgitating the same thing that you hear just so that you have this constant, shall we say, hypnotic drone going on in the background for people. That just doesn't seem like it would be much fun. So, just a little thought on that. Candidates for political office have long sought a way to find and use phrases and themes to rally support. A chicken in every pot. Compassionate conservatism. Change we need. And I'm with her have all been employed in past presidential races. That today's leftists have been effective in sowing division in America is no secret. We are divided into classes and categories like never before. And while once our divisions were generally limited to race and economic stature, we now seem to have more dividing lines than can be numbered. We have the rich versus poor, the cisgender versus trans, and every other kind of gender. Gun owner versus gun grabber, open border, secure border, Trump lover, Trump hater, and it goes on and on and on. And they've taken to a new method of phrase creating to get hand in hand with persuading these subdivisions of people that they've either formed or at least are pandering to, the need for justice, like fairness or equality. Justice is a term and concept for which there is no negative counterpart. No one is against justice. Everybody wants to have it for themselves and others as well. It's a universally, positive word. And you can use it to bolster any given theme. Barely a blip on the nation's terminology radar just 10 years ago, it is now impossible to watch a Democratic candidate debate, ad, or press conference without hearing references to social justice every 30 seconds. Social justice is now a major thing in many, it's a major in study in American universities. Whatever it truly is, one thing for sure, today's leftists are convinced that we have precious little of it and are in need of a lot more, no matter the cost. So just vote for me and I'll shovel some your way. It's a tactic with truly limitless potential. Find a cause of hurt, then promise to collect and use other people's money to right the wrong by bringing some justice. Like environmental justice. That's now part of the lexicon at the Environmental Protection Agency website. That's still up. In one of the many attempts by candidates to out-left each other, Julian Castro was asked an obligatory question about protecting abortion rights. And he thundered his reply, "I don't believe only in reproductive freedom, I believe in reproductive justice." And then he went on to explain what he meant by stating, just because a woman, or let's also not forget someone in the trans community, a trans female, is poor, doesn't mean they shouldn't have the right to exercise this right to choose. So, thusly, justice in this context means if you're too poor to afford your own abortion, it is just for society to pay for them, even if you're male. It was his biggest applause line of the night. So, trans women who are formerly men who can't actually procreate, if you were looking for your guy, that would be former Secretary Julian Castro. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scott's. Lay down Scott's Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder today. This is a Scott's Yard.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Okay. I know some of you have been sitting at the blocks waiting to hear about stuff like this. But do you remember those sycophantic freaks like Bill de Blasio who advocate bogus ideas like Meatless Monday? Because it is supposedly better for your health to not eat meat? Or those wacky left-wingers who insist that we should listen to scientists 100% of the time and impose sweeping lifestyle changes like all going vegan, mandated by the government for issues like obesity and global warming? Common sense informs the average American that eating meat is not bad for you. Our ancestors have been doing it for thousands of years. Elites have told you, these average Americans, to shut up and eat their veggie burgers as scientists. And now, and look, you know, I don't put a whole bunch of stock in some of this stuff, but it's interesting the way the pendulum swings back and forth on some of this stuff. Based on a recent report, scientists are now saying that actually it is okay to eat red meat. I never would have known this. Makes me wonder what else I've missed. According to the New York Times, so you know this has got to be true, public health officials for years have urged Americans to limit consumption of red meat and processed meats because of concerns that these foods are linked to heart disease, cancer, and other ills. But on Monday, in a remarkable turnabout, an international collaboration of researchers produced a series of analyses concluding that the advice, a bedrock of almost all dietary guidelines, is not backed by good scientific evidence. If there are health benefits from eating less beef and pork, they are small, they concluded. Indeed, the advantages are so faint that they can be discerned only when looking at large populations and are not sufficient to tell individuals to change their meat-eating habits. Bradley Johnston, an epidemiologist at Dalhousie University in Canada and leader of the group publishing the new research in the Annals of Internal Medicine, said the certainty of evidence for these risk reductions was low to very low. The new analyses are among the largest such evaluations ever attempted and may influence future dietary recommendations. In many ways, they raise uncomfortable questions about dietary advice and nutritional research, and what sort of standards those studies should be held to. So does this mean that you can start eating steaks and bacon and pork every day and all day? Probably not, unless you want to get gout, but it does tell you that more often than not, it's silly to impose government-mandated lifestyles, especially based on supposedly best nutrition practices, when dietitians so often change their findings years after original claims. Years ago, there was a guy named Rob Gorsk with pretty good health, and he ate 30,000 Big Macs. And his health seemingly defied the odds, but it actually had precedent. And I saw this. Some readers may remember the 2004 movie Super Size Me. Morgan Spurlock ate nothing but McDonald's for 30 straight days. The results, he claimed, made him lethargic, overweight, and unhealthy. Many in government used the film for proof that McDonald's and other corporate food behemoths needed regulation because they were killing Americans. Limited government citizens such as Tom Naughton sought to prove that this is not necessarily the case. In 2009, he recreated the Super Size Me premise to test Spurlock's results. In his documentary called Fathead, he found that his health simply came down to a matter of personal responsibility. He ate McDonald's for 30 straight days, but maintained normal caloric consumption of 2,000 calories. His health actually improved in many categories after following the same plan as Spurlock. Nobody was forcing him to monitor his calories, but he did so because he practiced self-governance. They want to be clear that they're not suggesting that fast food is healthy, nor is it to suggest that zero regulation is needed. It's simply to serve as a reminder that folks such as Gorsk and Naughton prove the government does not always know best. You think? More often than not, the health of Americans comes down to personal choice, what we choose to put in our bodies and how we choose to take care of ourselves. Gorsk, like Naughton, worked out a system where he can eat all the Big Macs he wants. Is he the healthiest individual around? Probably not. But it's not the government's job to regulate his consumption. You ought to go check out Super Size Me and Fathead just to see. But this is the thing about science. Real good science is based upon evidence as it is today. That evidence, the way that evidence is discovered, is based upon the technology available to us at this moment. What we believe today in certain health aspects is 180 degrees away from what we used to believe. And it will change again, because soon there will be other tools and other things in place for us to look at things. There will be other discoveries. There will be other enzymes and nanotechnology and all this other stuff. It will come along, and what we see today will seem archaic, a la Star Trek. But getting out here, I know a lot of people, for example, that live on the keto diet. And I looked at the keto diet. And the keto diet in people like me who have had the kind of heart disease that I've had, if you have another heart episode and you're on the keto diet, there are studies that indicate that 52% of the time you're going to die So I won't be going down the keto diet road. What I have been doing for the last 9 weeks is working out 1 hour every day, going to a gym for the last 9 weeks, 4 days a week, and working out an hour a day. And this is making a difference. This is not, you know, keto, for example, that's putting your body in a state of ketosis, whereby instead of you living off of carbohydrate, you're living off of fat. So basically, you're in a survival mode. As soon as you reintroduce carbohydrate into your diet, then you have to work all over again to get to that into that state to where you're burning fat instead of carbs, instead of sugar, whatever you want to call it. And most of the time, most of the people that are actually in ketosis are in duress. The ones that are actually in that, when they're actually out there and they're not getting enough food and they're dying, you know, they're in ketosis for a period of time before they drop down. None of the personal trainers that I have spoken to recommend the keto diet. None. So, when you hear the medical community getting out there and telling you that guns are a medical issue, gun violence is a medical issue, because they're the ones that have to deal with the people that get shot. Just remember what I've told you about the science of health. It changes every day. Every day. Most physicians, for example, have guns. DRGO is just the only ones out there that are completely honest about it. The rest of them don't want you to have guns. But, you know, there's that. So, science changes every day. As we get more modern, as we get more advanced, what was true today will not be true tomorrow. And what was true yesterday has been debunked as complete and total balderdash now. So, consider that as you go through your day and you're reading things and you start hearing about stuff about science. Science is always fluid. And you need to be fluid with it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.